Hey everyone, welcome to the Wildlife Leadership Academy Alumni Network Podcast. Each episode, we'll be interviewing a fellow alum at various stages in their lives and in various careers. This podcast is designed to help you become a successful professional conservation leader. Here's your host, Academy Executive Director, Michelle Cattell.
Welcome to our first monthly alumni career call. I'm very excited about it. Just to let you guys know, our goal for the call, my goal for these calls is to introduce topics and discuss topics that will be valuable to everyone. We created this alumni network so we could support you guys from high school to college to career. And I was just talking to Jackie before I hit record that I'm kind of thinking about this as an internal podcast for our alumni. So I hope you guys get something out of it. And before I got started, I wanted to share a few things. We always want you guys to work for us, alumni, wherever you're at. And I just want to let you guys know, for this summer, we have one opening for an Academy support team member, which basically just means you spend the week with us and help us out behind the scenes. And that's at Pennsylvania Drummers Field School. So if you're interested, that week of drummers is July 17th to the 21st. We're also training Academy Elite this summer. Academy Elite trained to be lead coordinators. So basically that means you're me or Katie, and so you're running the logistics for that week. You learn about risk management and you get lots of other leadership skills that would be great for your resume. And finally, if anybody's interested in teaching, like I know Nick is on the call today. Nick teaches at several of our camps. He teaches about macros. If you're interested in that track with us and becoming a teacher, please be in touch and we'll be happy to get you at camp and fill you in some spots and get you helping out from a more less logistics and a more educational perspective. The second thing I wanted to share was if you have topics that you'd like to be covered in this monthly call, please just let me know or pop it in Slack. And if you're not in Slack, I'd love to see you in there. And finally, just one last update, save the date. The Academy Alumni Reunion is September 29th this year on Williamsport. So we had been having it near Halloween and we wanted to get away from that this year. So it'll be September 29th in Williamsport. And if you want to be in touch about any of this stuff, just shoot me an email. My email is mcattell, K-I-T-T-E-L-L, at wildlifeleadershipacademy.org. Okay, so I don't want these podcasts to be too long because whatever we're calling it, the alumni call, because I know everybody's busy. So the subject the first thing I thought I would embrace or talk about, because I've definitely had some experience with this, is grad school for me? I don't really think this is a question that can be covered just in 30 minutes, but we'll try to give you our best tips. Just to clarify, today I'm thinking about a master's degree. I think a PhD would likely be a whole other call. Some people do go straight for a PhD. So if you're thinking about that, you can likely use some of the tips that we're going to talk about today. But in most cases, you go for a master's degree, right? After you get your undergrad degree, either right after or you take some gap years in between. So with that being said, I'm going to bring in Jackie Rosenberger. Jackie is a longtime alumni. Jackie, I'm going to let you introduce yourself. You've got a long history with us, but you can tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. My first field school was actually in 2010. I was a student at Bucktails and I was 14 years old. And then after that, I was a student at Drummers the year after. And then I came back as an assistant team leader at Bucktails the year after that. And then ever since then, for a couple years after that, I was part of the Academy support team, just kind of helping with the behind the scenes work of field school and also helping to teach sessions like outreach. But right now I am a senior at Shippensburg University and I'll be graduating in May with a biology degree and a minor in GIS. And this past summer I worked for the Game Commission on the fawn crew. So our main job duties were just catching fawns and actually trapping black bears. So that was a lot of fun. And then I also interned with QDMA. So that was really cool too, to kind of learned about the different aspects of deer management, not in the field, but kind of behind the scenes, I guess. And I have plans to work in Georgia this summer, also capturing fawns, and then I'm going to start my master's degree at UGA in the fall.
Good. Okay. Yeah, and that's what we want to talk about a little more. The cool thing about Jackie's summer game commission job is you were working with three other alumni.
Three other. Yeah. Yeah, that was really cool that two of my coworkers I already knew really well from field school, and the other one had attended a field school. It wasn't one that I was present at, but it was still really cool that there was a lot of us on that crew.
Yes, and we are very proud of you guys for getting those jobs. Okay, good. Well, we won't get too off topic because I think we could talk about it. Maybe internships will be another topic we could go
into. Yes.
What I think is, so I've got a master's degree and I took a gap in between. So I think when you're thinking about, do I want to go to grad school? I'm curious, like, why did you choose to go to grad school right out of college?
That is a really good question, because it seems like to me in the wildlife field, mostly people take a year or even more. Often they work like seasonal tech positions and then they look for a master's degree after that. So it's kind of, I think it's kind of different that I am going to grad school right after graduating with a bachelor's degree. But I always knew that I wanted to get a master's degree. I didn't in particular like identify that I wanted to go right afterwards. But in October, I kind of went out on a whim and emailed a professor at the University of Georgia, because that's the school that I knew that if I was going to get a master's degree, that's where I would want to go. And the reason is, ever since I was really young, actually ever since I attended my first field school at Bucktails and I got my free one-year membership to the Quality Deer Management Association, I just loved reading those Quality Whitetails magazines and reading about the latest research in deer management. And it just seemed like the University of Georgia had what I thought were the coolest projects, and they had the majority of the research in those magazines. So it was always a school that I had on my radar. And I emailed this professor in October at UGA, and I just kind of wanted him to have me like on the back burner, just to know, I also wanted some advice from him of what I could do my senior year and even like a year or two after that to make myself more competitive for admission or even for an assistantship. And I sent him my CV and my transcripts, and but he actually wanted to meet me though and like discuss opportunities after seeing my CV and transcripts. So that's when I went down in January and met him. But to answer your question, it really wasn't, it kind of just happened. I was just kind of looking for advice from this guy because I knew I wanted to go to UGA in the future, and it just kind of spiraled into me getting a position for this fall.
Yeah, that's really great. Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, because I didn't know if you had really thought about it, but it's kind of funny how you start down a path and then something happens that you don't expect. But to that point, yeah. So I guess my next question was, tell us about the process for you. But so, and I think this is good tips for everyone else. You were really like young and you started having that dream to go to UGA. So you didn't look at any other schools, or did you think about any other schools?
Honestly, no. UGA was always my number one, and I wanted to try to get in that school before I tried to get into any other ones. And lucky for me, it worked out.
Yeah, and you wanted, and for you, so like I think this is a good contrast and comparison. So when I went to grad school, I was very clueless. I did not know exactly what I wanted to do. Because I think there's people like you that, you like to work with deer and you've got your sights set on deer. But still, I think we can extract from you the things that you've done, even if you don't know that you're interested in one specific species or one specific area, you still did your research, right? So you read about that. Tell me a little bit more, because I know, you talked to some other adults, so you talked to Gary Alt, right? And didn't, mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about, because I was impressed with you last summer doing asking a lot of questions. And so tell me about the questions you were asking people like Gary or who else you might have talked to.
Right. Yeah. I even talked to Dwayne Diefenbach. He was kind of one of our bosses for the summer. But I asked him at one of the times that we like all got together with the Northern and the Southern crews, because since he's a professor at Penn State, I asked him, you know, how much experience should someone have before they apply to grad school? And he said to me, he's like, oh, you have this job over the summer, you're set, go ahead and apply to grad school. So that meant a lot to me, like coming from him, that I would be competitive for grad school, even just having one seasonal position as like real experience for field work. But yeah, and I also talk with Kip Adams. I interned with him at QDMA, so he offered me a lot of advice as well. And Gary, yeah, I talked to Gary this summer, and I had a few phone calls with him this fall as well. And he gave me a lot of advice, just kind of telling me about his experiences going to grad school and everything. So yeah, I've gotten a lot of advice from a lot of great people that I've all kind of met through WLA. So that's what, like, I could go on all day about how WLA has helped me in my future, but that's like one main reason is all the people that I've gotten to know and can rely on for advice.
What were some of the best pieces of advice Gary gave you?
Well, he actually put me in contact with one of his friends that went to UGA and got a degree, and now he's working in, I think it was like New York, in like a deer and bear management program. So I got to talk to that guy, and he told me all about UGA, and he had all great things to say, which was good. He loved his advisor, loved the program, so that just kind of made me want to go to that school even more. And he just kind of sharing like his personal experiences. I know he does that at field school too, just about his stories were kind of inspiring for me too, because he went through a lot to kind of get his undergraduate degree done and also to move on to his graduate degree. So it's just kind of, his stories are really inspiring.
Yeah, that's good. Good. So I think like the key takeaways here are that one, you did your research and you took the action steps to reach out to other mentors and be in touch with them.
Right. So
you guys that are listening, you know, take advantage of whether it's some, you know, like Jackie said, it was her boss from her summer internship or somebody you met at WLA, reach out to them. Cause you probably hadn't spoke to Gary for a couple of years, right?
Yeah, it probably was about, it might've been like 2 years since I had seen him whenever I saw him this summer.
Yeah. And so you came to camp to visit and then you took advantage of that opportunity while you were there. So yeah. So very good.
And it was interesting because like me and Gary were just catching up and he was like, oh, well, what are your plans? And so I told him, he was like, oh, well, I have a friend that went to UGA, and it just kind of happened like that. I didn't go there specifically to, you know, get advice from him. It just kind of happened.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Let's see. Okay. So just tell us, so you're doing research, right? I just want to share too, like my experience was, I was telling this to someone yesterday, I was again a little clueless going to grad school, and I didn't really understand, like a lot of wildlife degrees have assistantships. So you basically, I think, can usually get a full ride and you're just doing research.
Right.
You may also have teaching opportunities. However, I got my degree is in zoology, and I was in more of a biology department, even though I did ecology research. And I got a tuition decrease, and then I had to teach. And I have to say that was really, it was not easy at all to be teaching and trying to do grad school work. And so it's just something you want to think about. Like for me, though, it was like the best experience of my life. I failed a lot with teaching. I thought I'd never teach again, but I think I'm a stronger teacher for it. So yeah, tell me about, yours is going to be an assistantship and just research, right? And it's also 3 years, right? Not just two.
Yeah, it's about two and a half years, I think it's actually going to be. But yeah, it is mostly, so it is a research assistantship. So like my job per se is going to be doing this research project, but it is possible that I will have to teach a class or two though. So that'll probably be interesting. But yeah, my main thing is doing the research project.
And you got a full assistantship, right?
Yes.
I think that can be a big deal for, it was, you know, for me, I know I took out a loan. And so I think that's something to consider when you're going to school to really like, and I think when you asked me, what should I ask? You know, I think that was one of the things I told you to ask, like, is there, you know, what is the support for you for as far as tuition and stuff? And,
right.
Yeah. And sometimes, like, I think when you're doing your research, people in the wildlife field or even in the biology field, whatever field you're going into, they have grants, and those grants mean they can give money out to graduate students. So it's all often very project dependent. And so I think maybe you were saying that the timing was good for you because they were working on a specific project that had been funded too, right?
Yeah, actually, yeah, it was perfect. So the project that I'm working on, they had actually just started, and there are two grad students already on it. They had kind of gotten the project up and running, and now I'm kind of going to be added on to it now. So yeah, the timing was perfect. But yeah, usually in the wildlife field, like assistantships or even like master's positions are based on a certain project. So this one will be a project with deer in North Georgia.
Yeah, and I think so. If you're looking on Texas A&M Jobs Board, you'll see a lot of those project-based places to apply. So that's a good place to explore what opportunities might be out there. But I know it's very competitive. So congrats to you for getting in right out of school and getting in the place where you wanted to be. But I would expect nothing less from you. So
thank you very much.
So I have two more questions. You mentioned this a little bit, like, so from your wildlife leadership experience, like what do you feel like you extracted from that to apply to get you to this spot?
That's a really good question. So definitely like just kind of like starting at the beginning when I was just a freshman in high school, my first field school, I knew that I was kind of interested in, you know, something science, like something, and I really liked the outdoors and I thought it would be cool to have a career that had something to do with that, but I really didn't know anything beyond that. But after attending my first field school and then coming back for a lot of summers after that, it definitely helped me to verify like what I wanted to do as a career. And it helped me to get started early on working towards that, because I started volunteering with agencies like the Game Commission while I was in high school as part of my outreach for WLA. And I was able to use my connections of people that I got to know at field school to be able to have those volunteer experiences. So definitely helping me to verify what I want to do. Also, like as far as my communication skills WLA helped me tremendously with that, because I'm sure you remember, Michelle, how shy I was when I was at my first field school. Like I didn't, one of the people that volunteer, Steve, he said he thought I was a mute, that I couldn't talk at all. And so it really helped me to get out of my shell and just like presenting, even talking to people one-on-one, like in a trifold scenario, it helped me with that as well. And definitely the connections, like the people that I've met. I feel like at my really young age of 22, I have a really big network of people that I know in the wildlife field, and that all started at WLA. So that's really cool. And I really feel like the job that I had this past summer with the Game Commission and my internship with QDMA really helped, like with the connections I made at field school, really helped me to get those two positions. And then now I have this graduate position. So it's really kind of snowballing from that. Yeah, those are just a few things, but I could really go on all day about how WLA has helped me.
Well, yeah, I think you're a key, you and Nick that's on the phone, like you're people who have really, or, you know, if we could give advice to any of the alumni listening, is just to, you know, I feel like we're serving up this like beautiful plate to you all, and it's your job to kind of take advantage of what's on that plate. And I really think that you've done that.
Yeah, that's important. Thank you. That's important to mention too, because like as a student, like if you're listening, if you just attend a field school or two, like as a student, that's great. Definitely, that's great. But like what really helps you is that you take the initiative to stay involved and do the outreach. And, you know, just because you get to know someone at field school doesn't mean that they're a connection for you. You have to keep in touch with them. And you also have to put in the work. So like WLA is great in providing the opportunities for you, but you have to take advantage of them.
Definitely. Yes. Take action. That's the key.
Right. Yes.
Okay, so the last question, which I kind of already asked you this in the beginning, but if you could just sum it up quickly, how then did you know that grad school was right for you?
How I knew that grad school was right for me? I definitely always knew that I would be getting a master's degree because I want to be a wildlife biologist in the deer management field. I've definitely narrowed that down now, but I always knew I wanted to be a wildlife biologist. And in order to do that, you really need at least a master's degree. And then anything, like if you want to head, like be the head of the deer management program, like Chris Rosenberry, you would need a PhD. So I always knew that a master's degree would be somewhere in my future to have that career. And then like, as far as, like I said, with it happening right away like this, graduating with my bachelor's this May and starting my master's in the fall, it just kind of happened because I did take the initiative to contact this professor at UGA, but it also, I was kind of lucky in that he was interested in talking with me and then offered me the assistantship. So I guess it's just a combination of, I definitely knew I was going to get a master's degree, but the fact that it's happening right now just kind of, I don't know, it just kind of happened.
It's like that saying, luck finds you working hard, right?
Yeah, I've actually never heard that, but that's true.
All right, well, I'm going to wrap up with three takeaways based on Jackie and I's discussion there. And thank you, Jackie, for being the guinea pig for the first call and getting on.
Of course.
So I'm going to mention the three takeaways that I think, and then Jackie, if you have anything to add, just let me know. So first of all, is grad school for me? First thing I think, you know, that's great to do is consider your career trajectory. What type of experience do you want post-grad? Do you want experience first? Do you want to stay in school? So think about where you want to go next with your career. So Jackie just said she knew she wanted to be a wildlife biologist, and she knew if she wanted to grow in that field professionally, she would likely have to go to grad school. And then it just worked out that she's going directly after college. Two, consider your life trajectory. This is sometimes when you're younger, you don't really think about this too much, or maybe you do think about it too much, but I think it's good to consider your career and your life. For example, you know, Jackie's willing to go to Georgia. Do you want to stay in Pennsylvania? Are you willing, you know, I know some of our alumni are in Canada going to school right now. So are you willing to travel to a new location to follow your passion? Again, more life stuff. Do you want to take out a loan to pay for school? Really think about that when you're looking at the various schools, and don't sell yourself short. Certainly you can get an assistantship if you want to go that way. So think about, do you want to get teaching experience? You know, you don't have to go get your PhD. I only have a master's degree and now I'm running a nonprofit. So your path will lead you various places, but you have to also ask yourself these questions to give yourself some direction. And the third takeaway is, which I think Jackie exemplified this very well, while you're deciding what to do, if you're still in college or you're post-grad working, you know, think about interviewing some experts about their experiences. So Jackie said she interviewed Gary Alt. She interviewed one of Gary Alt's colleagues. She interviewed her mentors and bosses that she's had about their experiences. Go visit a lab. Jackie was lucky because the first lab she visited, she ended up going to, but even after I had my master's, I had been working at an aquarium with dolphins, and I thought, well, maybe I want to do dolphin, you know, and I had some genetics experience. So I went to visit some various labs and I just realized it wasn't for me. So don't be shy about exploring different places and going to see what their research is. So Jackie, I think you're also lucky in the sense that you know what you want to do with deer, but there's plenty of us that aren't so kind of species specific. Also, I think a great thing to do is just read research papers. I did this a lot too. Just, you know, if you're in college, you probably have access to JSTOR or whatever. Just look through papers, see what catches your eye, and then see who's doing that research and contact them like Jackie did and say, hey, I'd love to come visit your lab, see what's going on. Take the time to do the work on your end. And I also gave Jackie this advice when she was going down there, and I'd give anybody this advice when they're looking to apply for a job even. Remember, you're interviewing the school as much as they're interviewing you. You want to find a good match, you know, so you want it to be a win-win. I had an experience that was, I did not do that, and I didn't have a good match as an advisor, and it made for a not so easy time. I ended up having a lot of other people that helped me through, But think, you know, be proactive and remember they're interviewing you, but you're also interviewing them. And because you're an alumni of ours, I know you'd be, you know, they'd be lucky to have any of you at their school. And finally, I have a just a bonus tip. So grads, you know, in the big picture, sometimes we do things in life because we think that's the next step. So what I'm trying to say here is be proactive in your thinking. And so grad school is really just another tier in your career, you know, about getting more professional and more technical experience. And so like everything you do, it's not going to be easy. You might encounter bumps in the road. But if you've done your research and thought about your goals, then you really can't go wrong, no matter what decision you make. And yeah, so I just wanted to leave you with a kind of, you guys that are listening, with a final thought. You know, as you grow from young adults into career professionals, you'll have a lot of decisions to make. And those decisions will take you in all kinds of directions. You'll have some amazing experiences and you'll have some challenging experiences. But I wanted you to just remember that there's no wrong decisions, that the right path is the path that you take. And so with that, I'm going to sign off for this first call. A big thank you and shout out to Jackie again for sharing her story. And I'll be back with you guys next month. If you, like I mentioned, if you got topic ideas, send them my way, shoot me an email, put them on Slack. And I hope you guys all have an amazing April. And I don't know where you're living, but in central Pennsylvania, it is cold and windy and it's been snowing. So I hope when I talk to you in May, it's a lot warmer and a lot sunnier. So thanks so much again, Jackie.
Absolutely. Thank you, Michelle.
All right. And I will talk to you guys next month.
Thanks for listening, Academy alums. Want more connection with the Academy Alumni Network? Then don't wait. Head over to the Academy Alumni website, wildlifeleadershipacademy.org/alumni, for ways to connect and find even more support. And remember, what you do on behalf of our natural resources matters. Thank you for being a conservation leader.